Hey there, it's Riyadh, and today I'm talking about Frederick Law Olmsted. He was a 19th century landscape architect whose work and influence is still around nearly 200 years after his birth. I came to know of his work living in New York, and my wife is actually a interior designer with a art history background, so she told me all about him, and I was blown away because you can see quite a bit of his stuff in New York. In 1822, Frederick Law Olmsted was born in Hartford, Connecticut. His father, John, was a successful merchant who loved nature, and his mother, Charlotte, died before Frederick turned 4. Early on, Frederick had plans to attend Yale, but was actually not able to because his eyesight was weakened by sumac poisoning. After being forced into seeking other options, he worked as a journalist, an apprentice seaman, and a merchant. But in 1848, he settled on a 125-acre farm, which his father helped him acquire. This intensified his love for nature and nudged him into a career of landscaping. Andrew Jackson Downing, a landscape architect, was one of the first to propose the development of New York's Central Park while he was publisher of the Horticulturist magazine. A friend and mentor to Olmsted, Downing introduced him to Calvert Vaux. After Downing died in a widely publicized steamboat explosion on the Hudson River, Olmsted and Vaux entered the Central Park design competition. Vaux had invited the less experienced Olmsted to participate in the design competition with him, having been impressed with Olmsted's theories and political contacts. Prior to this, in contrast with the more experienced Vaux, Olmsted had actually never executed any landscape design. They were announced as winners in 1858, and Frederick had begun plans that same year on the Central Park design. You know, this design of New York's Central Park is usually regarded for great reason as his biggest achievement. Central Park is 2.5 miles long and 0.5 mile wide, and it's comprised of a total of 843 acres. Those 843 acres are broken down with 136 acres of woodlands, 250 acres of lawns, and 150 acres of just water. The park, of course, has 7 man-made lakes and ponds, as well as over 9,000 benches. Even though the park seems natural and kind of seems like that's just a thing that was there, it's actually all professionally landscaped and crafted. In 1859, he married Mary Cleveland Olmsted, the widow of his younger brother John, and they would raise 5 children, 2 of their own and 3 from Mary's marriage with John previously. In 1865, Vaux and Olmsted formed Olmsted, Vaux & Company. When Olmsted returned to New York, he and Vaux designed Prospect Park, suburban Chicago's Riverside Parks, the park system of Buffalo, New York, Milwaukee, Wisconsin's Great Necklace of Parks, and the Niagara Reservation at Niagara Falls. So some pretty amazing work. Among his other projects were the 1893's World Fair in Chicago and Boston's Emerald Necklace. And if you haven't read it, The Devil in the White City by Eric Larson is a really interesting book that kind of blends fiction and nonfiction and talks a lot about Olmsted and the World's Fair. It's pretty interesting. In 1895, he retired due to illness, and he died in 1903. But, you know, as I can attest, and I think probably most of the people listening, his achievements have lived on pretty miraculously. Over 150 years after it was first designed, Central Park is still the largest and most popular city park in the United States. And that's what I have for you today on Frederick Law Olmsted, a great designer and a person who really left a mark on the United States. Come back again tomorrow for another great show. Thanks.